You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Rex messaged me last night. He said he'd definitely be here.
There's a car.
Oh, yes, that's Rex's.
Well, that's one of them at least.
Dad, I told you, they're both 100% reliable.
Uh-huh. Mm. And you've known them how long?
Long enough.
Oh, the guttering's come loose on the old farmhouse.
Oh?
Have to get that fixed.
But house? It's hard to believe anyone actually ever lived there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and hey, there's Toby's pickup.
Okay.
Great. They can both show you round.
Yeah. You keep telling me what a good idea it is to let them use Holitree.
Honestly, Dad. No, they're really solid. And committed and responsible guys. They're not going to burn the place down or mess us around.
Pip. Is that what I think it is?
Oh.
So tell me, why is there a tent in the yard?
Phoebe, darling. Phoebe, please, let me in. I just want to talk.
Go away.
Phoebe, talk to me. I'm not going away. Phoebe.
Hey, David.
Hi, Rex.
Hi.
Oh, so you made it?
Yep.
Yeah, no, I made sure he kept his appointment.
Okay.
If you can spare us a minute or two to see the famous Goslings.
Oh, yeah. That's great. Nice to welcome our new landlord.
Yeah, well, I can see you're making yourselves at home down here.
Oh, you mean the tent?
Yeah. I swear that wasn't here the last time I came by.
No, we only put it up last night.
I'm surprised you could pitch it in the middle of the yard like that.
So were we. But the ground's fairly soft down there. Not much of a surface left.
So, are you planning a camping holiday?
No. It's just there in case one of us needs to stay over.
Oh?
Yeah, sometimes we'll finish up late. Then we have to be here early to check on the birds, so...
Right, so this is just a temporary arrangement?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Right. Yeah, we'll only use it now and then. We shan't be moving in here.
Okay.
Sorry, David. It was too late to bother you last night. I should have given you a call, let you know.
No, it's fine. As long as you don't open a campsite down here.
We've no plans to do that.
Be a great place for it, though.
Yep.
Nice and secluded. Not too far from the village and that lovely oak tree.
Yeah. Okay, enough of that.
I guess it was high enough to miss the flooding.
Rex, don't mention the F word.
Ah, sorry.
And anyway, nowhere's safe now they've found her in a Zone 3 flood risk area.
Oh, what, this new report?
You heard about that?
Well, it's the hot topic round here, isn't it?
Yeah. So... can we have a look at these geese?
Yeah, sure. Come with me and I'll give you the tour.
So, where's Toby?
Oh, he did the early shift. He's gone back to bed.
Oh.
Well, if you hold on, I'll give the tent a poke and wake him up.
Phoebe, I'm sorry, sweetheart. I'm not going away. I'm going to stay here until you let me in. I'll wait all morning if I have to.
Do you not hear what I'm saying? Please go and leave me alone.
Darling, I can't go and leave you like this. Not while you're so upset. Look, let me in. I don't want your gran to hear.
I've got nothing to say to you.
I won't stay long. Come on, Phoebe. Don't freeze me out. This isn't a blame game.
Yes, it is. It's all because of you. Because of what you did to me and Alex.
Hey, now be fair. I was only looking out for you.
I don't need you to look out for me. It was personal. It was private. It was a special thing with me and Alex. You'd no right to do that. To come bursting in like that and throw him out of the house.
Phoebe.
Well, how do you think I felt? I've never been so embarrassed and humiliated in my whole life. And now I feel so bad. I feel horrible. I don't know what to do.
Hey... look, whatever I did, it was for your own good.
What? Oh, please, how can you possibly say that?
Phoebe, think about it. What else did you expect me to do when I walk into your room and find you in bed with some random boy from a party?
Random boy? Alex isn't random. We've been seeing each other for nearly 6 months. And this was meant to be special. Our first time. For both of us. Our proper first time. And then you come in like that and ruin everything. How do you expect me to feel?
I know it's tough, but I am your mother.
In one sense of the word.
Phoebe.
And you keep telling me you're my friend as well, remember? So what kind of a friend does a thing like that?
Phoebe, please. You've got to try and understand.
No, that's enough. I've got nothing more to say to you. I'm going out.
So this is where they'll be for the next few weeks.
Yeah.
You can see how they like to huddle under the gas brooder.
Yeah. Although, I wasn't expecting there to be quite so many of them.
Oh, no. We only planned for 100, then Toby...
Toby got a bit carried away.
Oh.
Yeah, he came back with 250.
I see.
But you've got plenty of room for them all, haven't you?
Oh, we'll manage. They'll stay under the gas brooder for another couple of weeks, then we'll make the pen bigger, give them more space.
Oh, come on.
What are you feeding them on?
This stuff. Chick crumbs.
Oh, I see.
Oh, come on, yes.
So when do you put them out onto the grass?
Well, that's going to depend a bit on how well they grow and if the weather stays warm. Well, we reckon around 6-7 weeks.
OK. Then you'll have to start worrying about the foxes.
Yeah, well, they'll have to come in at night, of course.
Yeah. Daylight won't stop a hungry vixen with cubs.
So, what would you do?
Well, if it was me, I'd most likely go for some portable electric netting.
So, not refence the whole field?
Well, you could, but it's quite a lot of work and expense. Hmm. For the short time you'll be here, it's probably not going to be worth it.
OK.
That would be my feeling, but, you know, it's up to you, of course.
Off you go.
Toby's been pricing galvanised netting. We'll see what he comes up with.
Well, if he ever gets up from that tent.
Yeah, he'll sleep all day if we let him. Why don't you go and hurry him up?
Me? All right.
Hello.
Hi. This water is so cold.
Yeah.
Oh, still... It's waking me up. Oh, you don't mind, do you?
No, you go ahead. Take as long as you want. I just came.
Oh, can you pass me that towel?
What?
The towel by the tent.
Oh, yeah, right.
Oh, and can you get my clean T-shirt while you're there?
Yeah, where?
Just inside the front.
Oh, yeah, okay, now I've got it. Is that the one?
That'll do.
Yeah.
Thanks.
So, feeling better now?
Yes. Kind of halfway human again. It's been a while since I slept in a tent.
Not getting soft, are you?
Don't worry. No danger of that. How's Rex doing in there?
Oh, he's doing okay. He told me to hurry you along.
Oh, right. Well, how do I look? Do I look presentable?
Yeah.
I don't want your dad to think I'm some crusty who lives in a tent.
Oh, no, I shouldn't worry about that.
Okay, well, I'm sure my brother's got some urgent job that needs doing.
Oh, hey, Toby, before I forget, did you know it's the NEC Livestock Show this week? In Birmingham?
Possibly.
We're going on Wednesday, and I know it's mostly aimed at dairy and livestock farmers, but there are some great exhibits. All the latest tech and machinery and lots of other interesting stuff.
No geese?
Not sure about that, no, but you really ought to come along.
So, any time you want to call in and see us.
Yeah, thanks, I will.
Oh, David, hi!
Morning.
Sorry, I was just on my way.
Ah, too late. The tour's over.
Oh, so what did you think, David?
Yeah, it's all looking very organised. Made a good start.
Great. We're feeling good about it too, aren't we, Rex?
Yeah.
I was just telling Toby about the livestock event.
Oh, right.
There'll be quite a few of us going. Me and Dad, and my cousin Tom, he's hiring a minibus, so there'll be plenty of room.
If either of you want to come along?
Oh, yeah, please. I'd definitely be up for that.
Okay, then.
Toby?
No, I can't do it, I'm afraid.
Really?
Yeah, I'm already booked. Circuit training.
Oh.
Is this for the rugby?
Yes, it's to get us fit for the start of the next season. I'm the new boy around here, so...
Ah.
It's a shame.
So, we'll just have to leave him behind, won't we?
Right, well, I'll be getting back to Brookfield. You coming, Pip?
Okay.
David, I just want to say this again. We really are grateful to you for letting us use this place. It means a whole lot to us.
Yeah, it really does.
Well, that's okay. If it helps to tide you over, you know, until you find a place of your own.
It's going to be hard to beat this.
Well, I'm sure you'll soon find somewhere more permanent. Until then, you're welcome.
Phoebe! Phoebe, there you are!
Why have you got your bike out?
I told you, I'm going out.
But where?
Anywhere. I don't care. Down to see Dad.
Phoebe, please, give me a chance. Just stay a minute and hear me out. I want to explain.
No! Whatever it is, I don't want to hear it.
Stop, wait, just listen. I wasn't being all uptight or narrow-minded or judgmental.
Oh, please.
It's true. I wasn't playing the heavy parent. I was only doing what any good friend would have done.
Stop it. You're being pathetic.
Listen. All right, you say it was your first time.
Would have been if you hadn't stopped us.
Okay, but you're still so young. You've had so little experience.
How can you say that? How do you know what I've done?
If it was your first time, you should have thought about it carefully and talked it through.
Of course I thought about it carefully. It was such a big thing for us. I didn't rush into it. I'm not that dumb and irresponsible.
Okay, but you could have at least talked it through with me first.
I can't believe I'm hearing this.
It's what I'm here for, sweetheart, to give you advice when you need it.
What? Me? Take advice from you about my sex life?
Yes. Who else would you go to?
Not you. Not my mother. Not someone who's happy to shag anything in trousers.
What?
And who makes out with a boy who isn't much older than I am.
Phoebe, what do you mean?
Toby Fairbrother. Remember?
What? No.
Oh, Mum, I'm not stupid. I know what happened with you and him that night.
Phoebe, no. You're not being fair on me.
Good, well, that makes us even, doesn't it?
Phoebe, please.
No, leave me alone. How can you be so stupid?
Just wait!
Did you talk to your mother before losing your virginity? Do you know anyone who did?
Phoebe,
you have no idea. And one more thing. If you dare interfere with my relationships, or if you breathe a word to anyone about what happened, I'm never, ever going to speak to you again.
So exciting. It feels like we're getting somewhere at last.
Is this it? I mean, there isn't a more detailed copy.
No, Rob, they're only meant to be outline plans.
Well, I don't know how much you're paying this architect.
They're just for discussion. I'm going to talk them through with Mum and Tom. That's what the meeting's all about.
Mm-hmm.
Henry, turn that off now, please. Nearly time to go.
What about Tony?
Oh, well, he's seen the plans. He says he's quite happy with it all.
Okay.
And Mum's our retail expert. Still got a lot of decisions to make about the exact size and layout. Well, just about everything else, really, but at least it's a start.
Well, I can see you've got a long way to go yet before this shop can open.
I know.
And a lot of work to do.
Yeah, and it'll be fun. It'll be creative and interesting. I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, I'm glad one of us is.
Hey, come on, Mr. Grinch.
You need to be realistic, Helen. If your parents are serious about their retirement...
They are. But they'll still be there in support.
Oh, well, whatever.
You really think they're going to sit around in their armchairs or something? Honestly, as far as our lives go, you, me and Henry, we're hardly going to notice the difference. But not in a bad way.
So you say.
Because it's true. Listen to me. As far as the new shop goes, I'm not taking on a huge burden of extra responsibility. In fact, it should be easier than with the old place. I'll be sharing it all with Tom. We'll be partners. It's all going to work out fine.
Adam, hi.
Hello, Charlie. How are you doing?
Wrestling with spreadsheets.
Oh, ouch.
And you?
Oh, I'm fine. I wondered if you'd be free at lunchtime.
Is that an invitation?
My turn this time. I thought maybe a pie and a pint at the Bull?
Yes. Okay, yeah, you're on.
Yeah, it's been a few days since we caught up, and there's something I'd like to talk through with you.
and we'll lose the old door through to the dairy and make the main entrance here.
Yeah, I see how it works now.
And it opens onto the parking area in the yard.
And this on the plan here, you haven't mentioned that.
Ah.
Yep, that's my idea. I thought, as well as all this inside space, if we had a covered area out at the front, we could have some nice displays to lure people in.
Yes. Yeah, yes, I like that.
It's what they've done at the place we looked at near Felpersham. They put all their fruit and seasonal stuff and special offers out there.
You're right, they do.
And it gives us even more shelf space.
So this would be permanent?
Yep.
But it needn't be expensive, just timber and, that plasticky stuff.
Insulated UV-resistant polycarbonate sheeting.
Yes.
Looks like quite a decent-sized area.
Well, these are only rough plans, remember. It can be as big as we like.
And it's something we could never do outside the old shop. All we had was that tiny space on the pavement.
Yeah,
well, compared to this, the whole place was only the size of a shoebox.
When you think about it now, how we ever managed.
We never really did. That was half the trouble.
Yeah.
So, we'll have all this space to play with and no extra business rates to pay. No time and money wasted on commuting. Mm-hmm. Plus, we can offer the customers a much more varied and stimulating retail experience.
Okay, you don't have to sell it to me, Tom. The only thing we're losing is passing trade.
Yep, we'll have to work hard to get the punters in. Mm. But the main thing is, it'll be right here at the heart of the farm. We'll all be working together, the whole team.
Yes, well, it's great. It's fantastic. Ooh. You've got some really exciting ideas. It's all going to be so much better.
Oh, well, we think so, don't we, Tom?
Yeah. Though, like I said, these plans are only provisional.
Oh, yeah, there'll be some quite tricky decisions to make. Where exactly to put the tills and the freezers and the new cold counter.
Yes, and that's when we'll need your advice, Mum.
Yes, of course. I'd be happy to give you the benefit of my great wisdom and experience.
Brilliant.
Though, I'm equally happy to leave the final decisions to you two.
You sure about that?
Yes. And I know Dad feels the same. You're in charge now. You don't need us to tell you what to do.
So, Brian collared me in the bar yesterday.
Yeah?
He didn't seem in a big hurry to get home.
Oh?
Some kind of domestic drama going on, or...?
Yes. Just for a change.
With your sister Kate?
Kate and Phoebe, yeah.
He said he was keeping his head down until it all blows over.
Sounds like Brian. I'm not sure what's been going on with Phoebe. I'm guessing it's to do with her love life. I know Mum's been worrying about her. Though, like Brian, I'm best keeping well out of it.
Yeah, it makes me glad I'll never be 16 again.
Well, she's 17 now, but, yeah.
Well, let's drink to that, shall we?
Cheers.
Cheers. Hmm. So, there's something you wanted to talk about.
Yeah, it's more to do with business, I'm afraid.
Oh, you know me, I'm always happy to talk about that.
Well, I've been giving some more thought to our cropping plan at Home Farm. Try to work out more ways for us to improve our soil quality.
Are we going to be seeing more of your herbal lays?
Quite possibly, yeah. But this isn't about our pasture, it's about the maize.
Oh? Go on.
Well, we grow quite a big acreage, as you know.
Yeah, and most of it comes to us, to the estate.
Yeah, of course. But you also know what it does to the soil.
Yeah, we had those mud issues last year.
Not just that. It's a hungry crop. It needs a lot of input. And it depletes trace elements in the soil.
Well, I know it can cause problems if you grow it in the wrong place.
No matter where you grow it. I'm worried about what's happening to our land, and maize is a big part of the problem.
So what do you plan to do about it?
I know it's a difficult one, but I think there's only one answer.
Well, you're not thinking of scaling back, are you?
I want to do more than that. I want to stop growing it altogether.
Adam, please tell me you are joking.
No, I mean it. I'm perfectly serious.
So, Mum, if there's anything else you want to know...
No, that's all great. I'll look forward to seeing the detailed plans when they're ready.
Hopefully not too long.
And I should get back to the house.
Is Dad still working on the HSE reply?
Yes, he wants us to do a first draft of our action plan today, so we'll have plenty of time to send it off.
Would you like us to go through it with you?
Yes, later perhaps, whenever you've got the time. Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Oh, Rob, hi.
Hi. I'm not interrupting your meeting?
No, we're all done.
You wouldn't have been interrupting anyway. This is a nice surprise.
Well, I managed to grab a longer than usual lunch break.
Oh, and you came all this way to see me.
You know me. Any excuse. And having seen your shop plans, I thought I'd come and have another look at the place.
Oh.
As I've not been in here for a while.
So what did you think of the plans?
Well, I can see this space does have a lot of potential.
Yes.
Okay, well, if we're done, I'm off down to the pigs.
Okay, Tom.
Tom, we need to meet again soon and firm up some more of the details.
Yep, we must. We'll fix up a time.
Okay.
Well, Tony and I are very excited about the plans. Can't wait to see it all start happening.
Yes. And who's going to oversee it all? I mean, will you have some kind of project manager?
Oh, well...
Yes, we'll have two. Me and Tom.
Yes, darling.
And I'll be around if they need any help and advice.
Yes, of course, but I just wonder if you realise quite how big a job it's going to be.
Yeah, so...
And that's before you even open.
Well, we'll make sure we hire some reliable builders.
Well, take it from me, looking after builders can be a pretty full-time job in itself.
Now, Rob...
No, right, I know you think I'm fussing.
I really don't think you need to worry.
Well, perhaps you can see why I'm just a little bit concerned for Helen. She's got so much else going on in her life at the moment with Henry about to start school.
Oh, darling, come on. That's going to free me up a bit.
Yes, perhaps, but you seem to forget you're not Superwoman.
Oh, well, not quite, perhaps.
But there's one thing she is good at, and that's multitasking.
Yep. Guess who I got that from?
Well, not just from me. It's something most women do well. Some of them actually thrive on it.
Well, maybe, but all the same.
I won't have to work much harder than I am already.
Yeah, but you will be taking on quite a lot more responsibility.
Rob, look on the positive side. It shows how lucky you are to be marrying such a gorgeous, clever, capable woman.
Doesn't it? Think carefully before you answer that.
Yes. Yes, you're right, of course. I'm the luckiest guy in the world.
I understand what you're saying, Adam. I can see where you're coming from.
But you still think I'm mad even to consider it?
Yeah, if it was your own farm with no commitments, no strings attached, I'd say great, fine. Good luck with it.
So, it's all about the contract?
Well, you can understand why. We rely on you to supply us with a fair percentage of our maize.
Uh-huh.
For the cows and the AD unit.
Well, I know, and that's why I'm telling you now.
So you've not told Brian about it?
Not yet. I wanted you to know first. And I've still not made the final decision.
Okay.
But I really can't see any other way. If I'm to protect the long-term future of the farm.
Look. Maybe this whole maize problem isn't quite as bad as you think.
Okay, I'm listening.
Well, just for starters, it's a C4 crop, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
It's great at fixing CO2 from the atmosphere.
Well, that's no good to me if it never reaches the soil.
Yes, but it can cause soil depletion and runoff problems, but not if it's grown responsibly.
Yeah, Charlie.
Not if it's grown the way you do it at home farm. It's all simple stuff. You don't grow on steep slopes, you plough across the gradient, you undersow with a cover crop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we do all that and we're still losing soil to erosion.
Oh, come on, you're a pretty smart guy. If anyone knows how to manage your land, it's you. And I know if you really tried, you could find more ways to prevent these kind of problems. And still grow enough maize to keep supplying us.
Maybe, possibly, over the short term.
Well, say you do that and cut back a little on your acreage. Surely that's got to be a better option than what you're suggesting.
No. No, I'm afraid that's just not good enough. I'm not interested in a compromise. The whole system's broken, Charlie, and I want to mend it. I can't see a way to do that while I'm still growing maize.
Adam, believe it or not, I'm not just arguing for selfish reasons, and it's not just about the contract. It's as much you I'm worried about.
Well, I don't quite see why.
I think we know each other well enough for me to say this. I think you're in danger of putting your ideals ahead of your common sense.
You know it's not as simple as that.
Adam, whatever our differences, our friendship means a lot to me. I've a great deal of time and respect for your ideas and the man who's behind them.
So?
But this time... This time I think you're wrong. And I think you're in danger of making a big mistake.
Yeah, my paranoid twin. He's convinced everyone's busily plotting against him.
Who? So what's the latest?
Well, he's still going on and on about the fate being moved to Lower Loxley.
Oh, dear.
Well, in a way, I can see his point. The Bull will end up losing quite a lot of business.
But surely he knows we'd much rather keep it on the green if we possibly could.
You'd think so, yes. But try telling that to him. He'd decided it could be in the Bull car park.
Oh, had he?
Yes. Oh, poor Mum's been getting very worried about it all. So I said I'd try and talk to him.
You volunteered?
Well, it seems I'm the only one of his siblings he doesn't hold a grudge against.
Oh, right, I see.
Well, so far. No use me procrastinating anymore. I'd better go.
Caroline?
Hello.
Oh, Shura, hello.
I'm not here, really. I came to talk to Linda about the fate arrangements.
See.
Oh, Oliver, there was a call from Mr. Gavlik from the builders.
Yes, I'm meeting him down at Grange Farm.
Oh, good. Oh, I hope it's good news for a change.
Yes. So, Shura, now you're not here, why don't I get us all a coffee?
Oh, yes, please.
No, not for me, thanks. I really should be going.
Good luck.
Thanks.
Oh, and Shula, when you get home, perhaps you'd like to go online and leave us a nice review?
What?
Oliver.
Well, 4 stars would be good. 5 would be even better.
Oliver, no. She's not even a guest.
Well, not technically, perhaps.
And please don't joke about it. I'm really not in the mood.
Oh, not more bad reviews, I hope.
Well...
Oh, no, actually, we have had a couple of better ones recently.
Oh, good.
We have one very glowing one from a long-term resident.
Oh.
Mm.
Though we suspect it was posted by one of the Grundys.
Ah.
Oh, I'm sure they were only trying to help.
Well, it was nice of them. I'll be on my way. Bye.
Bye. Bye, Sheila. Oh, I'm sorry I'm so grumpy.
Oh.
It's all been so disheartening.
So try not to think about it.
Yeah, I am. I've been very good. I've not been trawling the website since the day before yesterday.
Well done.
Oh, well, perhaps that's being silly.
What?
I might as well have a look. I can't avoid it forever.
Well, wait. I really wouldn't try it now.
Why not?
Well, oh, it's just more nonsense.
What?
There are some new posts. Someone's picked up on the Grundy's review and accused us of, well, of making it up, planting it.
Oh, no.
Caroline, darling, I doubt if it's even a guest. It's probably some troll who's trying to make mischief.
Oh, Oliver, I can't bear it.
I'm not kidding you, Kenton. Sometimes I feel like grabbing my backpack and going.
Where?
I don't know. Anywhere. As far away from Ambridge as possible.
That's funny. I get that feeling too sometimes.
Well, you've not had your daughter turning against you for no reason at all.
No.
Hating you, shutting you out, when all you want to do is to stop her making the same mistakes you did at her age.
Well, sadly, my daughter's halfway across the world.
It's not just her. My whole family is treating me like I'm some kind of pariah. Like... I've got this really amazing business plan and all I need is a tiny startup loan. But Dad says, oh no, and tells me it's all rubbish, like I'm a child or something. So hurtful and demeaning. It's like they've no respect for me at all.
Well, that's something I do know about.
Hello.
Hey, Shula, are you coming to join us?
No, I can't, I'm afraid. Kenton.
What?
If you're not too busy, can you spare me 5 minutes? I'd like to have a word in private.
Phoebe!
Oh, hello. I'm just about to make some coffee and I wondered if... Oh, Phoebe.
No. No, thanks.
Phoebe, are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
But you're not, are you? You've not been yourself for the last day or two.
No, I'm all right, really.
Oh, come on. I've been worrying about you. What is it? You know, you might feel better if you talk about it.
Phoebe?
Oh, no. Phoebe, sweetheart, don't run off. I only want to talk.
No.
Phoebe, wait.
No, there's no point.
Phoebe. Oh, that is so unfair. Do you think it's just ridiculous, Mum?
Kate, have you been drinking?
No. Well...
This time in the afternoon.
Oh, please, I don't want you on my back as well.
Well, I can't imagine why you think that's going to help anything.
Mum,
least of all Phoebe. Now, look, what is going on? What's the matter with her, Kate?
How should I know?
You do know, don't you? Well, it might help if you told me.
No. No, I can't.
But why?
Because I promised Phoebe I wouldn't.
Kate?
Sorry, Mum. It's a secret. I can't tell you.
But you know how upset Mum is about it all.
Shula.
We're not just Mum. We all feel the same. Yeah.
Shula, you think I want it to be like this? I don't want to see Mum upset and worrying and eating her heart out any more than you do.
So that's why I'm here. To see if we can try and sort things out, make it better.
Yeah, fair enough. But I really don't see what you expect me to do about it.
Well, perhaps if we all stop taking sides and try and understand each other's point of view.
OK, why not start by making sure you understand my point of view?
So tell me.
Well, just for starters, do you realise just how bad things are here for me and Jolene? How close to going bust we are? Every day's a struggle just to bring in some cash and pay off our debts.
Yes, I do know. And I understand how hard it must be.
Yeah, but do you really, Shula? Last year, I spent all that time building up Jolene's hopes, and now we're just one step away from being chucked out on the streets.
Oh, Kenton.
I really feel like I've let her down.
Oh.
But then, how can I expect the rest of you to understand when you're all sitting so smug and pretty?
No, no, that's not fair. We're not against you. We're all on the same side. And if there's anything at all we can do, you know you've only got to ask.
So what? Another flat-screen TV?
Oh, Kenton, you know what I mean. We're all still family. We all care about each other.
Well, maybe that's true.
You've had such a lot of bad luck. And we all feel sorry for you, but you can't blame it all on David.
Oh, so it's all my fault then?
No. No, this all started with the flood, and that was nobody's fault.
Maybe, but if it wasn't for David, we would have been up and running again by now, with the pub all done up and refurbished. Instead, we are sitting in the ruins and fighting to save our livelihood.
Yes, 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 but even if that were true, for better for worse, Brookfield wasn't sold. And that's not going to change.
Oh, and that's supposed to make me feel better? And now he's got Elizabeth on his side, nicking the village fate from us.
All right, so let's talk about Elizabeth. You know how upset she was when Dad made his decision about passing on Brookfield.
Yep.
Well, look at her now. She got over it. She got on with her life.
Yes, and guess who came up all smug and smiling and smelling of roses and sitting on a farm worth millions?
Oh,
David, of course. It's always been about him, hasn't it? He was Dad's favourite, and now he's Mum's little boy too.
Oh, don't be ridiculous.
There, see? You don't get it either. None of you do. Why am I the only one who can see him for who he really is? My spoilt, selfish, devious, greedy little brother.
Oh, Kenton, how can you say that?
Because it's the truth. He was like that when we were kids, and yes, that is what he is now. So why don't you go back and tell that to Mum?
Yes, Mum, what is it?
Did I wake you up?
No, I'm really not feeling very well.
Well, you've only yourself to blame. Can I come in?
Look, if this is about Phoebe...
All right. I know you say you made her a promise.
Yes.
And I don't want to compromise you, but surely you can see how difficult it is for me.
For you? Why?
Because she's in my house, living under my roof. And she is so unhappy. I feel responsible for her. And I need to know why she's upset. And I don't want to say the wrong thing and make it all worse. I want to try and help her.
So do I, Mum.
So can you at least give me a hint? You know you can trust me not to give away any secrets.
Fine. If you really want to know, come on in and I'll tell you.
So, how did you get on?
Well...
Did the man come? From the builders? Did you talk to him?
Yes.
Oliver?
Well...
good news.
Who?
And some not so good news.
Tell me.
The good news is they've finished all the costings and they're ready to come in and start work very soon.
Oh. Well, how soon?
Well, that's the not so good news. Until we get the final go-ahead from the insurers...
Oh, no, please!
Yes, I know, it's disappointing. And like you, I'd hoped he'd be able to give us a firm start date.
I can't believe it. All this time, we're still getting nowhere.
Oh, I wouldn't say that. We are making some progress.
Oh, I'm sorry. I know how selfish I sound. When there are so many people far worse off than we are, you know, I just feel so worn out by it all.
Well, no harm in letting off steam if it makes you feel better.
Yeah, well, that's it. I'm not sure if it does. Oh, I'm not sure if anything's going to help.
So, how about this? Instead of our usual 2-week holiday, why don't we have a longer break?
No, oh, Oliver, you know we can't.
Well, say we book a villa somewhere nice. Tuscany?
What?
I know you turned down the idea a little while ago.
Well, yes.
We could stay there for a few weeks, a couple of months even. We could leave Roy and Linda in charge, and meanwhile, the builders can make a start on the house, and when we get back, the worst of it will be over. Well, how about it?
Hmm? Oh, yes. Oh, yes, why not? Let's do it. Oh, Oliver. Mm.
So what else could I do? I couldn't just walk away and leave them to it.
And you're quite sure that...
Mum, come on. What else could they have been doing?
Yes, I see.
Besides, she told me it was going to be their first time.
Oh.
And now she's telling me how mean and evil I am when all I was trying to do was to be a good mother to her. Isn't that so unfair?
Well, I can see why it might have upset her, but...
But then I guess you know how it is, Mum. Nobody thanks you for trying to be a responsible parent.
Well, I do know what it's like to have a daughter who's growing up fast.
I mean, for all those years, I wasn't able to be there for her, but now I am. I'll just have to keep doing the best I can for her, even if I don't get any thanks. And it wasn't easy. You don't think I enjoyed it, do you?
No, I don't suppose it was much fun for either of you.
So, anyway...
Or for Alex, either.
You asked me, and that's what happened. So, who'd be a mum, hey?
So, Rex, what do you think of it so far?
Big.
Don't expect any geese, though.
Oh, no, I wasn't. I don't mind that. I'm here to learn.
So, where are you going to start?
Well, Dad and Tom are heading off to the business zone.
Oh, you want to go along with them?
Oh, no. I was going to go straight to the livestock room.
Sounds good to me.
What about you, Adam? Where are you going first?
Well, I think maybe I'll check out the feeds and forage.
Oh, hey, yeah, no, I want to see that too.
Oh, well, look, if you want to go with Adam,
oh,
then...
Oh, no. No, it's fine. I want to see the cows.
You sure?
Yes. I'll show you where they are.
Okay.
Pip?
Oh, hey, Charlie.
Hi.
I think you know Rex. Rex Fairbrother?
Yes, hi.
Hi.
We're going to the livestock. What are you up to?
I'm going to start with the machinery hall. Have a look at all the latest shiny high tech.
Ooh, yeah.
I can't lure you into some window shopping. I'm told there's some very cool robotics on show.
Well, actually, you know, I'm not quite so sold on high-tech these days.
Really? What made you change your mind?
Well, no, not changed, exactly. Rex here has an interesting take on it.
Okay. And I suppose you've been talking to your cousin Adam.
Well, now that you mention it...
And where is Adam? I was meant to be meeting him here with the rest of you, so...
He was just here a minute ago.
Well, I think he's gone to feeds and forage.
Oh, right. Well, if you see him, tell him I'll catch up with him later.
Phoebe? Can I come in?
Hi.
I have made some brownies.
Oh.
And some tea as well.
Thanks, Granny. That's really kind of you.
Well, you've been sitting up here on your own all morning. I thought you might like some company. But if you'd rather not, just say.
No, that'd be nice. I've just been listening to music. Not much else to do, really.
So what's Alex doing today? Is he busy?
Oh, I've no idea. I really don't know.
Look, Phoebe, I know what happened on Friday night.
What?
Mm-hmm. With you and Alex and your mother.
Oh no. How? Did Mum...
No, I know you asked her not to, but I could see you were very upset, and so I made her tell me why. Only because I thought I might be able to help.
Granny, I don't know what Mum's been telling you, but it wasn't like that with me and Alex. It wasn't just a casual thing, and you mustn't think that. It was meant to be special. I really care about him, and he feels the same about me.
Well, yes, I know that, darling. And anyway, as far as I'm concerned, you're quite mature. You're sensible enough to know what you're doing, but what happens between you and Alex is, well, it's really none of my business.
So, you don't mind? You're not angry with me?
No, of course not. Now, why should I be? And if you'd rather not talk about it, that's fine. But if you think it might help, then I'm happy to listen.
I just felt so terrible, so ashamed and humiliated. Oh. I thought about it so much. We planned it all especially. And Alex has been so sweet and careful and not trying to pressure me. We waited till after my birthday and made sure everything was right. I wanted it to be perfect.
Oh, dear.
And then it wasn't perfect at all. It was horrible. It was a disaster.
My poor love. I do understand, darling.
And now it's all messed up. It's spoiled. It's never going to be the same again.
Oh, come on. I'm sure it's not as bad as all that.
I don't know, Granny. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what Alex must think of me now.
Have you spoken to him since?
No. No, I didn't know what to say. I messaged him, but he never answered.
Really?
No. Well, not until this morning.
So he has been in touch?
Yeah. He says he wants to meet up.
Well... there you are.
Yes, but why? Maybe he's decided he wants to break up with me.
Why on earth should he want to do that?
After what happened, I wouldn't blame him if he did.
Oh, I'm sure that's not true.
I should have been stronger. I should have stood up to Mum. I shouldn't have let her throw him out.
Listen, darling, you mustn't blame yourself. And I'm quite sure that Alex doesn't blame you either. Not if he really cares about you.
Yeah. I mean, I think he does.
Well, there you are.
Or he did before this happened.
Oh, I'm quite sure he'll understand. So, why don't you send a message back?
Do you think I should?
Yes. Yes, you must. All right, why not do it now? I'll be out in the garden. I've got some weeding to do.
All right.
If there's time, I'd like to check out some of the small tractors.
Oh, I didn't know you had a shopping list.
No, not quite ready for one yet. Who knows? Maybe a year or two down the line.
What is it about boys and tractors?
Well, Toby's the one, not me. The bigger and shinier, the better.
Well, he'd have tons to play with here.
Yeah, I'll send him a text. Tell him just what he's missing. Make him feel really bad about it.
Won't he be busy with his fitness training?
Oh, yeah, but he'll pick it up.
Well, shows how much I know about rugby. But don't these things usually happen in the evenings? About after work, I mean, on weekdays.
Well, it's a new setup. He's not been there long.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, Toby's schedule, it tends to be pretty flexible. I can never get my head round it. He doesn't like to be pinned down.
Yeah. Still, you know, he seems quite focused in other ways. I mean, like the kind of guy who knows what he wants.
Yeah. Yeah, that's my brother. Like, he goes off to buy 100 goslings and comes back with 250.
Yeah, no, I see what you mean.
Yeah. So what about you? You know, you seem to have a pretty good idea of where you're going, career-wise.
Yeah, no, I suppose I do, yeah.
Amazing new job coming up.
Oh, I know.
Going to be tough leaving, though. You've got such a great setup at Brookfield.
Oh, I just want to stretch my wings, see a bit of the world before I come home and settle down and get middle-aged.
Yeah, fair enough.
Well, until recently I was in a kind of relationship that was heading nowhere.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
That's all over now. I'm young and free and single and I want to make the most of it.
Adam.
Hello. Have you been waiting for long?
Just a few minutes.
Sorry, trying to find my way here. It took me longer than I thought.
Okay. Well, I don't know about you, but I could do with a coffee. Come on.
out?
No, I wanted to tell you. I've just talked to Alex.
Oh.
I messaged him and he called me straight back. And it's all fine.
Oh, that is good.
Yeah, he was really sweet about it. He even apologised. He thought I was mad at him for leaving me with my mum on Friday. And he wants to... Well, he wants us to meet up again as soon as we can.
I am so pleased.
I mean, not today. Maybe tomorrow or Friday.
Well, if you need a lift, I'm sure that can be arranged.
Thanks, that would be great.
Oof, it's too hot to garden. Here, come and sit by me for a bit.
Oh, I'm feeling a lot better now.
Oh, well, I was your age once, believe it or not, so I do have some idea of what it's like.
I suppose things must have been different back then.
Mm-hmm. Some were, perhaps.
So, how was it for you when... Well...
Oh, when I found I was pregnant with Adam.
Well, yeah.
Well, it wasn't much fun, as you can imagine. I wasn't a lot older than you. I was 21 and unmarried. And, you know, my dad threatened to throw me out, and half the village treated me like, well, as if I was contaminated.
No, mm-hmm. That must have been horrible.
Yes, and I was such a little innocent. And Paddy, that's Adam's father, he was my first, too. And I mean, I'd had other boyfriends, but Paddy was the first one that I'd actually slept with.
Oh, so did you,
Love him, you mean? Certainly thought so at the time, but oh, soon got over that after he packed his bags and left the village.
Oh, that must have been hard.
Well, it was all a very long time ago. And then your mother, well, she was about the same age when she had you. Oh,
yes, Granny. That's why it's so unfair. I mean, her being so down on me and Alex. It's so hypocritical. Like, how can she possibly talk?
Well, I'm sure she thought what she did was for the best.
Maybe. I just wish she hadn't.
Anyway, I'm very glad that you and Alex are being so, well, responsible.
You mean, were we being safe?
Well...
Yes. Don't worry. I don't want any accidents.
No, of course. Though, I'm wondering, have you talked to your GP about it, or have you been to a clinic?
Well... No, it's just common sense, really, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Even so, it mightn't be such a bad idea, you know, just to talk through the options with somebody who knows and... You understand what I mean?
Maybe. Oh, that's Alex again.
Oh, all right.
You mind if I go and call him back?
No, go on.
Thanks, Granny.
Oh, Phoebe, you'll think about what I said, won't you?
It may just be my paranoia, but I've a feeling you've been keeping out of my way.
Look, Charlie.
Look, would this have anything to do with the Mays contract?
All right. I've given this a lot of thought, and I've made my decision. Huh? After this year's harvest, I shan't be growing any more maize at Home Farm.
Adam, I can't really believe you're saying this.
I'm sorry. I'm happy to carry on growing some lucerne for the dairy if that helps, but only to tide you over for the next year or two.
Well, that's not going to be enough, and you know it.
Charlie, you know what I want to do with the farm, and that rules out growing crops to supply big dairies and AD units. It's as simple as that.
Yeah, I see. And you do understand just how bad this is for me. You're leaving me high and dry, way short on our fodder supply, with not enough time to find another source.
There are other suppliers.
Yes, but our contract is with you, and I relied on you to continue it.
Well, what can I say? I might mention RB Farming, perhaps. I'm not going to back down on this.
But it's not just about business, is it? We're friends. I thought we had an understanding.
Yes, and I want to keep it that way.
Oh, really? Well, I'm sorry, I find that hard to believe.
Charlie,
isn't
this...
friendship... meant to be based on trust. On playing fair, keeping your word.
This isn't about us. It's a business decision.
Oh, come on. You know, it's a lot more than that. Yes, we've had our disagreements, but I've always done my best to be straight and honest with you, haven't I?
Yes. Yes.
And I trusted you to do the same for me. But it just shows how wrong you can be. Doesn't it?
Welcome home, love. Well, it's great to see you. Here, let me take this for you. Oh,
thanks.
Oh, it's so good to be back.
I'll get you some tea.
Yep, you sit down, relax, put your feet up. Everything's under control. There's nothing you have to rush out and see to.
So, who's doing the milking? Pip?
No, it's Eddie.
He's back?
Yep.
Yes, thank goodness. He's finished his building job.
That's good.
He's doing tomorrow afternoon as well. And Pip's doing the morning, so you can lie in as long as you want.
Oh, that'll be nice. Where is Pip? Is she home?
No, I think she went out. Not sure where.
Here we are.
Oh, thanks, Jill.
How was your mum when you left?
Oh, no change there, really. Fed up with being in the hospital. Can't wait to get home.
Oh, dear.
Well, I suppose, to be fair, Anna, she's been stuck in there for over a month now.
Hello, David?
Oh, Rex, hi. Come on in.
Oh, sorry to bother you, but...
Hello?
Rex, you remember Ruth, don't you?
Oh, yeah, hi.
Hello.
So, what can I do for you?
Oh, I don't know if you've got a decent crowbar you could lend us.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, great. That big steel door at Hollow Tree, it's come off its hinges again.
Oh, yeah, okay. Let's go out and I'll see what I can find you.
Thanks.
Hollow Tree?
Yes. So David still hasn't told you.
Hey, Toby. You know you're doing that all wrong.
Oh, really?
You should be lifting from the side, not the bottom.
Oh, so if you think you can do better...
No thanks.
Oh, weighs a ton. Came right off its hinges. Now it's got itself wedged in there.
Oh, well, I'm sure you can lift it back on again. Strong boy like you.
You think?
Yeah. Especially after all this fitness training you've been doing. Well, like you were doing yesterday. Weren't you?
Oh, yes. Though, it's going to need more than muscle power to shift this one. Rex has gone for a crowbar.
Well, you missed such a great day out.
So he's been telling me.
Oh, he's right. You'd have learnt so much. You really should have come.
So you missed me, did you?
What? Hey, don't flatter yourself.
Okay, so you've come down to see the Goslings.
Yes, and to see how you're getting on with your website.
Oh, yes, that's all up now. It's looking great.
So you finished it?
With a little help from a computer geek, I know.
Well, I'd love to see it.
Yes. Shame we've got no Wi-Fi down here.
Well, there's Wi-Fi down at the Bull, isn't there?
A tent?
Yeah.
What do they need a tent for? Are they moving in?
I did rather wonder that myself.
Oh, it's just for the occasional overnighter.
It's a bit cheeky though, isn't it?
Well, to be fair, they've got 250 birds down there. One of them does need to be there early.
Still, they might have asked us first.
Yes.
And you might have told me sooner, David, instead of waiting till he walks into the kitchen.
So, I didn't want to worry you, love. And it's not such a big deal, really, is it?
Well, I'd like to have been consulted.
Oh, Pip was so keen on the idea, and I couldn't really see a reason to say no. It doesn't affect the rest of the farm, and it gives the lads a start until they find somewhere permanent.
Well, I guess, if they really do behave themselves.
Well, they seem responsible enough. I think they'll keep their word.
Well, let's hope so.
And, well, it's not as if they've turned up from nowhere, is it? You know, they're a local family. There is a history.
Well, yes, but I have to say, it does feel a bit strange.
Oh?
Why's that, Jill?
I never thought I'd see Fair Brothers at Hollow Tree.
Hello? It's me.
Carol, hello, come in.
Hi. Hello. I'm actually looking for Bert.
Oh.
I'm going to need his help to tie up one of my climbing roses.
I see.
He was down at the bungalow earlier.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. He's finally making a start on his own garden.
Oh, good. Oh, I am pleased.
So are we after all that's happened?
Well, after you and I talked, I did try to encourage him.
Thank you. I'll just put the stew in, and then shall we go and see how he's doing?
Well, I was thinking country chic, you know.
Okay. No, I'll go for that.
That was my brief to Max, this mate who designed it for us. I wanted a pro job, but just a little bit funky with it.
Oh, yeah. No, you've definitely got that. It looks amazing. Now, wait, can we just go back to the homepage?
Yep. Here we go.
Well, I was just thinking, the image of the geese out grazing.
What? Do you think it's too hokey?
Oh, no. It's great, but...
Where was it taken?
Rex took it. A farm up in Shropshire.
Okay. But if you read the text, well, isn't it a bit confusing?
Confusing how?
Well, like you call yourselves Solitary Goose Farm. It doesn't actually say those aren't your geese.
It doesn't actually say they are, does it?
No.
They're just geese, aren't they? They all look the same.
yeah, I guess.
So, if you click on that link there, that takes you to the shop.
The shop, yes.
So, when it goes live, our customers can pre-order for Christmas.
Cool. So, what do they cost?
Price by weight, they should average around 60, 65 quid a bird.
Wow. So
that's around 16 grand total. Less our feed costs and rent and so on.
Yeah.
So it's not going to make us rich overnight, but little acorns.
That's if you sell them all.
Whatever Rex says, that shouldn't be a problem.
You don't think so?
Nah, I'll be getting an online marketing team together in the autumn. Email campaigns, social media, search engine optimization. We'll shift that lot easy.
Okay. Yeah, that's great, Toby. Thanks for showing me. I'm really impressed.
Well, I ought to be thanking you. After all, you made this happen for us.
No, come on, it's not all down to me.
Hey, don't be modest. Hollow Tree's perfect for us, plus it's got the bonus of having you around the place.
Oh. Well, it's nice for me, too.
No, I mean seriously, Pip. It'll be great for me to have the chance to get to know you better. Sorry.
No, that's fine.
Oh, it's Rex. Hi.
Toby, where are you? We've got a door to fix.
Well, good for Bert.
Yes. I think we may have succeeded.
Back there in his vegetable patch with his spade and his barrow. Just like old times.
Well, it's what Frida would have wanted.
Yes. Maybe it's best not to bother him. Shall we go back up to the house? Now, I'd ask you back in, but I've got another fake committee meeting.
Oh, have you? How's it all going?
Much better. Now we've got a proper venue. Everyone's suddenly very keen to contribute. It should be a real community occasion.
Good. After all your doubts and worries.
Yes.
But there's no sign of Kenton offering a truce.
No. I did ask Shirley if she'd try and talk to him, but she said nothing more about it. Perhaps she's chickened out. But I don't know what else I can do.
Love, I'm off out to the Herefords.
David? Hmm? David, wait, come here.
What's up?
You seen this? The Fairbrothers website.
Oh, that's up now, is it?
Yeah, Pip just showed me. But look, see what they're calling it.
Hollow Tree
geese. Prime quality free-range geese raised in the beautiful Borsetshire countryside. Doesn't sound so temporary to me.
No, it doesn't. It's not what I was expecting either.
Well, I suppose they could be Hollow Tree geese wherever they were raised.
Yeah, well, it's got a ring to it. Good marketing.
Well.
I'll have a word.
Yeah. And next time, when you make these decisions, be nice for me to have a say in the matter.
Yes, all right, point taken.
I'm not saying we'd have decided any differently, but, well, it's the principle, isn't it?
Yeah, I know. Actually, love, there is a more important decision we'll need to have a talk about soon.
So, come on then.
Well, it sounds like there's still quite a way to go before you can sort out your mum.
I'm doing the best I can, David.
Yeah, I know, of course you are. It's just the way things are, and you've got to stay there and see it through. We all miss you, but...
Not half as much as I miss being here with you.
Hey. It's tough all round, I know. But at least the farm's okay, We're managing. As long as Pip's still here, we'll be fine.
And when she goes, what if I'm still up in Prudder all the time?
Well, that's what we need to talk about. I shan't be able to cope without her for long, so we might have to bite the bullet and take on some extra help.
hire somebody?
Yeah, just a casual, just for a few weeks.
But David, I don't want us to have to do that.
Why not? It's a sensible thing. It might not come to that.
But it might, the way things are going.
Yeah.
And I'd feel so terrible, like I'm letting you all down.
Hey, come on, it's no big deal.
But I should be here so you don't have to take on another worker.
Ruth, your priority is to get Heather out of that hospital and find somewhere she can go to be looked after. You mustn't worry about the farm. Leave all that to Pip and me.
Come on, put your back into it. Just a few more centimetres. Yes.
Oh, yes, hallelujah.
Okay, job done.
Do I have permission to go now, sir?
So, she's still there waiting for you?
Who?
Pip. You know how she feels about you?
Maybe. Does that bother you?
Not unless you're planning to mess her around.
Oh, thanks, bro. You think I'd do that to her? And don't tell me you don't fancy her yourself.
What I think isn't the point. The point is, with all due respect, she's not your usual type, is she?
Rex!
Well, she's not.
What do you know about my types?
Enough. And before you get in any deeper, can I make a suggestion?
Go on.
I think that as from now, you need to be straight and honest with her.
What?
You know what I mean. Just be fair on her. No more cover-ups. Tell it like it is.
Are you done?
I mean it, Toby.
Well, thanks, but I don't need you to tell me how to run my love life.
So you're just going to lead her on?
No. Well, let's say I am serious about her. I could do a lot worse.
Sorry?
Well, come on. We need land. And how big's Brookfield? 500 acres?
What?
So, I really do like her. I enjoy hanging out with her. Why not just go with it and see what happens?
Toby?
Think about it. If it works out, we could all end up winners.
Toby!
Borchester Street Market tomorrow. I'm quite looking forward to it.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's summer and the weather's nice and everyone's cheerful and friendly. Usually a busker or two.
So, shall I put aside a few pounds of cherries as well?
Oh, yes, please. Look, there they are. Phoebe and Alex.
Oh, yes.
Oh, so nice to see them together.
Well, they said they wanted to do some picking. I'm quite happy to pay them.
Yes, yes.
So, did you have to go over to Felpershire?
No, Alex's mother dropped him off. She seemed just as relieved as I am. I mean that they got over this little tiff, whatever it was.
They seem very loved up this afternoon.
Yes, yes, don't they?
And you don't know what it was all about?
No, no idea.
Oh. Well, I do notice she's still hardly talking to Kate.
Adam!
Oh, hello!
Hi, Brian.
Come and try some of these cherries. They're delicious.
Not for me, thanks. Adam, I got your message. You wanted to have a chat?
Yes, yes, I do. It's quite important.
Well, it's not such a good time for me. The engineer's coming out. Take a look at the belts on the combine.
Ah, right.
Well, better now than when we're about to start harvesting.
Okay, so maybe later this afternoon?
All right. Though, before I do anything, Charlie Thomas is on his way up to see me.
Charlie?
Yeah. Says there's something he needs to talk through.
Oh, Brian,
no
look...
No idea what. I dare say I'll find out when he gets here.
Brian, wait!
I'll call you when I'm done. See you later.
Oh...
Hi, sorry, have I blocked you in?
No, I think I can just about squeeze past.
Sorry, I just nipped in to get the paper.
Oh.
If you hang on then, I'll...
Oh, Charlie, have you seen this week's editorial? Here, in the Echo, it's about the SAVE campaign, see? Ambridge Perseverance, rewarded.
Ah.
It's actually quite unbiased for a change. If anything, it's in our favour.
Our favour?
The SAVE campaigners, having been so pro the new road up till now...
Mm.
I don't know why they've had this sudden change of heart. Unless it's because of the flood report.
Usha!
Oh, Ruth, hello.
Well, if you think anyone will actually read it.
Oh, I think you'd be surprised. I'm sure your friend Justin Elliott will.
We'll see. Bye.
Bye.
What was that all about?
Never mind, you're back. Oh, it's so lovely to see you.
And you. I'm only back for a few days' break.
Oh. How's your mum?
I'm not sure where to begin.
Oh, dear, as bad as that.
Oh, I shouldn't complain.
Oh, Ruth. All right, are you rushing back to do the milking?
No, I'm free all afternoon.
Well, me too. Why don't we go for a walk or something? Then you can complain to me as much as you like.
He said what?
So he hasn't got round to telling you?
No, he said nothing about it. Are you sure he wasn't having you on?
Oh, no. He was very serious, Brian. Oh. This year's maize harvest is going to be your last.
But why? Has he gone completely mad?
Oh, you'd better ask him that, not me.
Yes.
But you can imagine how surprised I was, and very disappointed.
Yes, of course you are. We're still under contract.
Well, not for much longer, it would seem.
So Adam thinks we can just leave you high and dry?
Look, I did my best to try and talk him out of it. The more I tried, the more he dug his heels in.
Yes, I see. Soil erosion. He's getting to be completely obsessed by it.
Well, I came to you because I thought you might try and talk to him yourself.
Yes.
See if you can persuade him to change his mind.
Yes, Charlie, don't worry. I intend to do just that.
It's not like it's hard work, not compared to being at home. Most mornings I can sleep until 8, then visit Mum, start making phone calls.
But it must be emotionally draining for you.
Mum's so confused and unhappy a lot of the time. It's hard for me to see her like that.
So when she is ready to come out, what happens then?
Social services will arrange for some interim care.
Well, that's something.
Though she's still talking as though she'll be going straight home.
Still, one step at a time.
Yeah, but interim means what it says. There's still the problem of what happens after that.
So it's a choice between some kind of residential care or having a carer at home.
I know which she'd prefer. But
how do you pay for it?
Oh, I'm pretty sure she wouldn't qualify for much financial support. So, when it comes down to it, I may only have one choice. Sell a house to pay for it all.
The old familiar story.
And of course, I daren't even mention it to Mum. I'm not even sure how much it's worth.
Get a valuation.
You think I should?
I don't see why not. And Heather needn't know about it.
Go ahead and do it behind her back.
Look, we're almost back at the village. Why don't we go for a drink?
Adam! Adam!
Ryan!
Adam, what the hell do you think you're playing at? I've just heard from Charlie about the maize contract.
Yes, all right. I was going to tell you.
So you just went ahead and ended it? Without even bothering to ask.
I'm sorry you had to hear it from Charlie. He got there before me.
Yes, and he's pretty damned upset about it, as am I.
Look, it wasn't a casual decision, Brian. I took it for a lot of very good reasons.
But, I mean, are you out of your mind? Have you forgotten how lucky we were to get that contract? How hard Debbie worked to make it happen?
Yes, I know.
It's just a ludicrous step to take. What on earth are you planning?
Brian,
it's going to have to be extremely lucrative, whatever it is. More wheat, I suppose.
That's something we'll need to talk about.
Will we? Well, that'll make a change.
I just happen to think the long-term future of the farm is far more important.
Oh, never mind all that.
What?
Maize is one of our main cash crops. What's so deadly about it? Most of the dairy farmers in the country grow it, and we don't just stick it in the ground. We jump through a whole lot of hoops to stop it damaging the soil.
And it's still not working. You know that as well as I do. You saw what happened in the flood.
Oh, let's not go through all that again, please. Oh. I've had quite enough of this eco-babble.
What? Is that what you really think? Don't you see what's happening to our land? What a disaster we're all facing? Oh. How can you be so complacent?
And how can you be so foolhardy, irresponsible and arrogant?
This is about the land, Brian.
Fine. So just you remind me, whose farm is this? Who's meant to be in charge here?
You put Debbie and me in charge of running the arable.
Yes, and what about Debbie?
Well, Debbie's not here. I'm the one who spends half my life out on the tractor, and if it all goes wrong, it's me who has to pick up the mess.
Well, I'm the one who owns the land, and I'm not letting you wreck the business. We'll keep on growing maize until I say we stop.
So, is that it? An ultimatum.
You heard. I mean it, Adam. And I suggest you give it some very careful thought.
So I said, oh, Charlie, have you seen this? And I held the paper right under his nose so he couldn't escape.
What did he say to that?
Not much. But I definitely think I had him on the ropes.
Oh, I'd have loved to see Charlie Thomas squirm.
Well, the thought seems to have cheered you up anyway.
Yeah. Oh, I know I've not been such great company.
It's been really nice for me to see you and catch up.
Lovely for me too. I feel more relaxed already.
So, apart from this whole business with your mum, is there anything else that's bothering you?
Well, I suppose the Fairbrother boys turning up at Hollertree.
You think that was a mistake?
Well, maybe not. But it's more about David and Pip making decisions without me. And
you feel left out of it?
Well, not just that. Something David said to me earlier. Mm-hmm. If I'm still not around when Pip starts a new job, we'll have to take on someone else. Maybe a contract milker.
So, you disagree with him?
No, that's the whole point. He's probably right. But it doesn't exactly leave me feeling great about it.
Well, I'm assuming it would only be temporary.
Yeah, but we shouldn't even have to be thinking about it. I should be here doing my proper job and supporting them. Otherwise, what use am I?
Hey, come on, you mustn't beat yourself up.
I'm just saying how I feel.
But your mum still needs you. And you can't be in two places at once.
But which is the more important? So, my mum needs me. But the farm, the cows, Pip and the boys, it's who I am. It's what I'm all about.
Of course.
And now Pip and David are saying they'll get by without me. And I feel like, I don't know, like it's all slipping away from me.
Oh, hey, now come on. That's just being silly.
You think so?
Yes. So they may need to hire somebody for a short time. That just shows how much they're missing you.
Maybe.
Definitely. You can only do so much. I know it's a real problem with your mum, but you'll find a way through it in the end.
I hope so.
Of course you will. And no more worries about you being left out of the farm. It's just not going to happen.
Yes, I am angry about it. Can't you understand why?
Oh, you've had these disagreements before.
Well, exactly. It's been one thing after another. I'd only just got over his little bombshell about the lambing, and now this. Just about the last straw, Jenny.
Do you really think he's going to back down?
Well, I'm afraid it's not his choice anymore. I'm not going to let him.
Shh, shh, shh. That's him. He's here now, and he's coming in.
Right. I'll see what he's got to say for himself.
Hello? Mum?
Yes, we're here.
So, is Brian...
Yes, I'm here too.
Right. Tea's made, and I'm just going to take this up to Phoebe.
So, have you had a chance to think over what I said? Yes, actually. I've given it quite a lot of thought.
And?
You were right. It is your farm. You own the land, so you have the final say. Good. Look, I'm sure we can sort this out amicably without any more hard feelings.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Hold on. I'm not finished yet.
So?
You've given me an ultimatum. So here's one of mine in return.
What?
If you insist we keep the Mays contract, well, there's nothing I can do to stop you. But it'll come at a price.
What do you mean by that?
You think my worry about the soils is just some kind of a passing fad that I've been brainwashed by a crazy eco-conspiracy? Well, it means a whole lot more to me than that. Even more than my job.
What?
I'm not prepared to stay here and see this farm worked to death. So, if the contract stays, I'm out. I'm leaving Home Farm. I'll find a job somewhere else.
Thank you.
You can follow the Archers on Facebook and Twitter. Find out how at bbc.co.uk/archers.